It's time for Chris Marquardt, the photo guy. He joins us every week to talk about digital photography and help us become better photographers. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Leo.
Welcome,
how are you today?
Welcome to the show. I'm very well. I see your Tibetan flags hanging behind you. Do you have any souvenirs of Lake Baikal back there?
No, I didn't put anything up there, but I
might. A piece of ice or something, you know?
A big piece of ice, yeah,
glacier.
Exactly.
So what do you want to talk about today?
I just finished holding a two-day workshop about people photography, and I just want to talk about, let's put this into that secret superpower thing. Let's talk about a secret superpower, how to take great photos of people.
I need this. This is my favorite thing to take pictures of, is
yeah,
people.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And it's one of the toughest things, because people are, they're not patient.
They're shy.
They might not even want their photo to be taken. A lot of people will say, I always look horrible on photos. The camera adds 10 pounds and that kind of stuff. Everyone has heard that. So it's, and I'm not talking about the candid shots, like you're around with your friends and around your family and you just take a snap here and there. I'm talking about more like deliberate photo sessions where you really like spend time with someone to take photos, maybe for
like portraits,
for someone's website or like a real portrait session or someone's website or someone's avatar or I don't know. There are lots of reasons to do that, but getting people to be natural in front of the camera, getting people to be themselves in front of the camera is one of the most difficult things because they are not used to it.
We're self-conscious.
People always look at themselves in the mirror. Yeah, we're very self-conscious. Yeah. And also, there is a weird kind of power balance. You are behind the camera. You have all the power. The person in front of the camera is kind of at your mercy there, right?
Yeah.
You see where I'm going there? It's a bit of a...
They're afraid you're going to make them look bad.
Exactly. And it's a situation where people kind of feel a bit helpless. And so getting people to be themselves in front of the camera is, I would call it an exercise in building trust. And that's what you have to do as a photographer. If there's no trust, you won't get good photos. There will be tension. People in front of the camera will have their shields up, especially if they are not a professional model. They're not experienced in front of the camera. So there are a few ways to build that trust. And the first one is, well, of course, involve them in that process, right? It's a process. It's not just you setting up the camera, taking photos and going away. And for me, that means I will talk to them up front, maybe about, is there anything you like about yourself? What are the things that you like on photos of yourself? Do you have a photo that you like yourself on? If you look at that and then you get to talk to them and say, oh, that's one. And then you might also be, that might also be a good way to find out if someone, if someone doesn't like their nose, for example, which
no
is
one,
not unusual.
No one likes their nose. And if you still think you like your nose, you just haven't looked at it lately.
And that's a good way to find that out and kind of be able to react to that. So involve them in the process early if you can. Second thing is, of course, while you do the photography, talk to them. That's kind of key. If you're in front of the camera and that person behind the camera is just digging their head behind into all those buttons and menus and dials and trying to figure out how to work the technology, that's not going to be helpful. As a photographer, I do explain what I'm doing. I tell them, I need to set the camera up so we get the good light and we get the nice colors. We want to make your skin look pretty. We want to, let's move a bit over to that side because in the shade there is a nicer light. It won't be as harsh. It will make you look good and it's a nice background behind you. So talk to people. Give them information on what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Do you say things like, love the camera. You're beautiful, babe. You're beautiful.
No.
Yeah,
exactly. No, that's
okay.
I think that's a cliche. I'm not even sure that photographers
Nobody
in the studio
that.
Would do that. No, not really. I think that's from cartoons.
Okay.
So of course not. Of course not. No, it's a process, and both sides are involved in that process, and both sides have to be at ease in order to make this work.
Makes sense.
The next thing is give some clear instructions. Don't just let them sit there and take photos. I will often say things like, move your head a bit up. Oh, yeah, that's nicer from that angle. Look a bit to the right. Point your nose a bit to the left, but the eyes to the right. Give them some clear instructions so they don't feel lost in front of the camera. Now, the next thing is, and here comes the secret weapon, and that's the display on your camera. The moment you got a good photo of them, show them. Involve them. That takes away a lot of the mistrust, because now you let them see what you're actually
doing.
It
reassures them. Yes.
Definitely does. And that kind of adjusts that balance of power I talked about earlier. Now you're giving them some power back. And you will also give them a chance to say, oh, I don't really like that one. Let me see that other one again. Oh, yeah, I like myself much more in that one. And last but not least, and that's one of the things that I've had to learn over the years, but it works really well. You know, when you're doing poses, okay, let's go to this side, and then you spend 10 minutes there trying different things, and then you go to another side, another place, and then in between those poses, in between those kind of stretches of time where you take the photos, there's always some downtime in between those. And in that downtime, that's usually where people in front of the camera let their shields down. That's where they become themselves. Mm-hmm. During those poses, they're often a bit tense and a bit afraid of what's happening. And during those little short time frames between those poses, that's when the shields come down. That's when people become themselves. And if you're ready as a photographer, if you don't let your shields down, if you are ready to take photos at that point, you'll just have to watch. People will let their guard down. They will be themselves, and then clack, 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 take a few photos.
And maybe you don't say, you don't go, surprise! No, you don't do that.
No, of course not. Just snap a few in between the poses, and more often than not, those are the pictures that will then survive and will come out as the good ones.
That's true, isn't it?
Kind of between the poses, that's where the magic happens.
Yep, that's really true.
So that's what we did on the weekend.
The best, I find the best photographers of people are people who either like people or can pretend they like people. And gregarious, I mean. And I'm not very gregarious. I'm, believe it or not, kind of shy. So I have to force myself. But I just play it. You play that role, right? You pretend to be a gregarious person.
The other thing that also helps is if you are able to pretend that you're in full control of that camera.
Yeah, like I know what I'm doing.
You may be going,
never admit that you have no idea what you're
somewhere
doing.
Somewhere in your head. No, exactly. But at least try to convey that feeling of I'm in full control here, because that will also make the other side of the camera a bit more trusting.
It's true. You know, sometimes, though, you only have minutes or seconds to get that great shot. And so I think I think that this is a skill. It's a real skill, and I don't want
to... Yeah, but you have to, as with every skill, practice every now and then, or as often as you can, and then you will become much, much better.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who is very good at what he does, and you can find out more about it and even take classes, as you can tell from him. It's Chris Marquardt. His website for all of his workshops, discoverthetopfloor.com. Discoverthetopfloor.com. You'll find photographs there, books. He's got a great book about film photography. And we have an assignment, do we not, Chris?
We do. The assignment is SET. S-E-T.
SET.
Whatever that might mean to you.
What does that mean to you?
It can be a lot of different things.
Set. Hmm. All right. Well, here's what happens. You take a picture illustrating the word or concept, set, S-E-T, whatever that means to you, and you upload it to Flickr. We have a tech guy group there that's just ready for your brilliant submission. So go on up there and post it. In a couple of weeks, Chris will pick three that he likes, and we'll talk about it on the radio.